Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was given a Defence Bank iSaver account when I was like 5.
Defence Bank.
And I'm still with Defence Bank. My debit card has a tank on it.
Nobody's...
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Grace Jarvis.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Questions? That's a lie. I don't know why I said that.
I was going to say, I actually feel like you'd hate questions.
I was like, I'm going to be a good guest here.
Guests love questions.
I was like, what does he want?
Well, sorry to let you down, but this show is about 10 questions. They're quiz questions, though, so the pressure's off a little bit, particularly because you have a brains trust here to assist you today.
Excellent.
Let's meet them now. First of all, it's a big hello to Banksy.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going? It's nice to meet you. It's nice to be here. I personally am happy to answer any questions you've got. Like, I'm
great, because I have
it,
lots.
So. Yeah, great. I can't wait for it, mate. It's going to be a bloody ripper. It's going to be a good one.
Are you a fan of Banksy, Grace?
I have no feelings about Banksy, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, that hurts okay. A bit, but all right. Most people, big fan.
Well, like, most of your fans are in the UK.
I'd say worldwide, mate, but that's all right. Like,
yeah,
if you want to
your
say
book
the UK,
is everywhere, isn't it?
My picture's everywhere too. Like, I'd love a good brick wall.
Mm-hmm. Nothing more poignant than a girl holding a balloon.
Oh, rats too. Like, let's not forget about the rats.
Rats holding flowers.
Flowers, rats.
What's the artist's statement, the artist intent of the rat holding the flower?
I've always wanted someone to ask me that question, Kyron, so thank you so much. I watched a lot of Art Attack when I was younger, and the guy in the red jumper always said, just do what makes you happy. And so that's what I do. Like, and then people have read into it a bit, I reckon.
So
I just like rats.
Many more questions, and I think we'll get into them. So Banksy is here, Grace.
Oh, it's good to meet you, Banksy.
Yeah, you're one of the only people in the world, apparently. So consider yourself pretty fucking lucky.
Lucky us. But the Brains Trust does not stop there. This is exciting for me. It's a big hello to my nan.
Oh, did you want me to talk now, Kyron?
Yeah, thanks, Nan. Yeah, so just if I ever ask you a question.
Yes.
But not only that, you can just jump in at any point you like.
Right. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't interrupt.
Just think of it as like when we do the quiz at Christmas.
Oh, yes, but without the sherry.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Yes,
you do
right.
Like a spot of sherry, don't you?
I do like a spot. I've had a little bit of sherry.
I didn't think we were going to talk about that. But you've had some now.
Yes, but you know, not a Christmas amount.
Yes.
You know, it's a normal day
the
for
glass,
them.
Not the bottle.
The glass, not the bottle, yes.
Yeah. I remember the top shelf that you used to put it on all the time and I could barely reach it at your place.
Yes, but I'm about 7 foot. And so
you
I
are where
can,
I get my height from.
Yes, I was actually the little girl in the original Banksy. I held the balloons.
Were you? Before you moved out from the UK?
Yes, I modelled the...
Well, no, actually, you were so young when you moved out.
I
was
so young,
wasn't I? You must have been 22 or something.
Yes.
The assumption, of course, is that I am from the UK, but I'd like to make it very clear I'm not from the UK.
You just like to hang out there.
Yeah, I just like to hang out there. So I just commissioned your nan once and we flew up.
How'd you find my nan?
We're mates, mate, from way back, eh?
We've been mates for a long time because we're both very tall.
Yeah, well, I'm 6'10", mate. Like, I've got a couple on me, don't
okay.
you?
Okay.
You got a couple
well,
on me, don't you?
Me, after a couple of sherries, I sort of hunched down to your level, yeah. don't I, mate? That's funny.
Well,
we'll have a beer every once in a while down Happy Hour down the pub.
Yes.
So one day we're having a chat and I'm like, I reckon I'm into stencils. And she's like, I model a bit. And I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
So flew her out to Prague.
Which was stood her up against a black wall, sprayed her.
Sprayed the shit out of her.
Oh, you were the stencil man.
Yes.
Wow.
I held the balloons and I just let them go because at that stage, Kyron, we didn't have all that climate change, you know.
Mm.
We just had fun.
You just had climate.
And climate,
war,
you know, wars, just the normal stuff.
You have lived through so many wars.
Five.
And let's name them now.
That's more than I would expect.
Two.
Yep.
Vietnam.
Of the worlds.
Of the worlds. That was the worst one.
Yep. That food fight we had in 2010.
So six. I didn't even count that one. Yes. And then I was involved in very Korean and the big brawl at Eurovision.
Oh,
year.
Yeah.
So actually,
because you sung in Eurovision, didn't you?
Yes.
So Banksy and my nan are here, Grace.
Oh, this is so great.
Does that, like, are you feeling confident?
A real wealth of knowledge here.
Let's see how we go. Question number one. What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
The chlamydia.
You reckon it was chlamydia?
Well.
This feels like a, I don't know if I want to ask this, Nan, but have you had much experience with pirate ships?
Yes.
Which war was that?
You know that I, in the Korean War, was on a pirate ship and you don't want to talk about it because I'm your nan, but you have to remember your nan was a young woman once and she had needs. And there
chlamydia.
Were, God rest my soul. And there were pirates. And I had a lovely time. I think it's scurvy.
I think it's scurvy too.
Do you think it's scurvy, Banksy?
Yeah, nah, it is. But I'm a bit triggered by chlamydia. I recently found out that men can get it too.
Oh.
And it's been absolutely running rampant through Tarwin Lower, which is where I live.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Down in Gippsland.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Thank God you know.
Yeah.
Thank God you know.
I didn't know, Banksy. I didn't know you lived in Gippsland.
Yeah, I do. Chlamydia are plenty up that way. So,
Well, you'll be fine if you've got the chlamydia, love. You just go to the doctor and you say, I've got the special kiss.
See, I can't go to the doctor because I can't reveal who I am.
What if
I haven't
you use your actual
doctor,
name?
To the supermarket. I've not been down the park. This is the first place I've been.
We are so lucky to get you.
Other than the streets of Europe at 3 a.m.
No one knows.
For the last fucking 30 years, mate.
Face. So, you know, you could just use a fake.
It's because he keeps wearing a T-shirt that says Banksy.
Yeah,
it's very revealing.
I am Banksy, obviously.
Yes. I'll knit you a good sweater and we'll pop
cover it over.
Thank you, Karen's nan.
I'll put scurvy. Yep. Question number two. Who invented the word vomit?
It's Mr. Vomit.
Did you invent Banks?
Yeah.
Wow. I invented
that was
Carter.
You too.
Yeah, I invented Banks. To be honest with you, I'm sorry. This is why I'm here, really.
Mm.
I really appreciate that everyone likes my art. I think it's sick. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking mad, right?
Yeah.
But my true passion is Banks.
Thus
the name. Yeah, man, my name's not actually Banksy, is it? Like, but I made it Banksy because I'm like, one day I'm going to release a chain of Banks.
So you're,
wow.
Yeah, and no one gave a shit about that. All they give a shit about
is your rats.
Is my rats, my spray paintings on the Louvre and whatnot.
And sheep.
But at the end of the day,
do you
know how fucking hard it is for me to walk past a Westpac? Real fucking hard.
Oh, why? No, what happened?
As in no your hard when you walk past a Westpac?
No, it's difficult, mate. Like, no, I don't get the wood for Westpac.
I get the wood for
Westpac. That's what you said.
Yeah, your nan loves a fucking good Westpac.
I'm a capitalist through and through.
Well, when she sees those helicopters and she's like, look at those men up there saving lives.
I love it.
Rock hard.
Yes. Rock hard for it. No, I'm just saying that
my nan.
I really...
Rest my soul.
You're with Westpac?
I am with Westpac, yeah. I've been with Westpac since I was like four. My mum gave me like a little account for my child change and I never changed. True story.
You should go to ING.
Well, everyone's saying read the bloody Barefoot Investor, although I don't think after the whole like situation, like it's probably, you can't really go off the Barefoot Investor anymore. But I did and everyone was like, go to ING, but I'm being bloody deadly serious. I'm still with Westpac. I never fucking changed.
I got to tell you, I relate to you on that, Banksy. I was given a Defence Bank iSaver account when I was like five.
Defence Bank.
And I'm still with Defence Bank. My debit card has a tank on
it.
Oh, Grace, I love that.
Is this a real true story? You remember when ANZ started printing photos on their bank cards?
Yes.
I was so pissed off that Westpac wasn't doing that.
Well, I changed to ANZ, didn't I? They got a nice picture of Kyron.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So every time you're down the pokies and you're swiping... You're swiping Kyron's face.
I'm swiping Kyron down at Crown, yes.
That's nice. Yeah.
But who invented the word vomit?
Oh.
When was the last time you vomited, Nan?
Shakespeare, maybe?
Shakespeare?
He invents words, yeah.
Yeah, he loves it.
I vomit all the time, Kyron.
Yeah,
me too.
I think it's something disturbing about watching someone elderly vomit.
Looks like it might finish him off.
It's a nice way to get a bit of attention if you're out at the theatre.
Well, I vomited yesterday outside of a chemist.
Did you?
And I profusely apologised. I was there to pick up some anti-nausea medicine, vomited.
So close.
And then I profusely apologised to the guy working at the chemist, and he was like, very sincerely, he said, that's the footpath. That's not our domain. And I was like, well, who do I apologise to? The council?
Young
I don't know.
People, they won't take ownership of anything, will they? That's not my pavement. Yeah. Oh, I just work at the chemist, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
My day. You'd
surely the amenity of the area is up to them as well.
Goodness
their
sake.
Their jurisdiction ended at the door. Past that, that's the Wild West.
Going to put Bill Shakey?
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Question number three. Which sea creature has three hearts?
Which all sea of them. They all look like they've got too many fucking organs.
I believe it's an octopus.
Oh.
I do believe.
You done any octopuses?
Nah, too many legs and shit. I just like rats and little girls.
Right.
Let's not go into that.
Women and rats. Let's keep it safe. Women and rats and flowers.
It's mostly
balloons.
Balloons.
Little girls, though. I've never seen you do a full-grown woman.
One of them was Kyron's nan.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm,
when she was a little girl.
I was a little girl at the time.
No, but I spray them from like a real distance. So one, by the time the paint hits the wall, they're smaller. It just looks little.
But
full-grown women, I swear to God, for the purpose of the joke, can we make it full adult women?
Yes.
I was thinking squid, but then I was picturing a squid. It's more of an empty tube, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion, though. I think it is octopus, but I think for your next painting, squid, the fleshlight of the ocean.
All right, I'm seeing it. That's good.
The fleshlight of the ocean.
That's very good.
I'm trying not to see it.
I'll put octopus. Question number four.
Yeah.
Behind Chinese, which language has the most native speakers?
I think it might be English, but is that my colonising mindset?
That's English a white thing to say. Yeah.
Spanish.
Well, they were good at colonising as well.
Spanish
were very good at colonising.
That's true. Actually, you're right. It could be Spanish.
But how good is paella?
Yeah. So colonialism was fine.
Chuck a squid in there.
Oh, something beautiful about seeing those prawns swimming about for 12 hours in the paella. I'm not going to need to go to the chemist for some anti-nausea medication after this.
No, not at all.
This is going to be fine.
Not at all.
I'll put Spanish.
Yeah, I reckon Spanish.
Question number five. What company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Blue Ribbon ice cream.
They pivoted.
I mean, you used to eat a lot of Blue Ribbon. That was in the freezer all the time.
Because Kyron, you come over and you want a little ice cream. So I've always got the ice cream in the freezer and the sherry on the top shelf, and that's just what.
Well, that
I
was
have.
Your dessert every
when
night.
When I was a kid, my parents would put rice into empty ice cream containers and milk bottles, and we would use those as weights to exercise outside of our.
Did you grow up in a cult, sweet girl? Do you need me to call someone?
Yeah.
I don't like this for you.
That's genuinely very odd.
Did they think of leaving the rice in the rice packet?
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot going on.
This explains a lot, eh? Like, that's fucked.
And then at one point, we were in defence housing and the Canberra bushfires, and they went right by our house, and we emptied out all the rice from all the containers and filled it with water, and then we sat in tubs of water so as not to be on fire.
You sat in an ice cream container?
No, bigger tub. I was.
That's not going to stop the fires, Grace.
What'd you do with the rice? That was in the container before that.
I guess that was
flung.
Oh, the spoils of war.
Yeah. So Blue Ribbon ice cream is available to you as an option.
Blue Ribbon sports.
Do you remember?
We have fun, don't we, Banksy?
Yes, good time.
Oh, we have fun.
I mean, you've been around long enough, Nan.
200.
200 years yep. to remember what all the companies of today used to be called, right? It wasn't yes. NAB, was it? It was a National Australia
Australian
Bank.
Australian Bank, thank you very much.
Westpac yep. was East Bag. You remember those yes. days, don't you?
Oh, I used to bank yes. with East Bag.
You used to bank with East Bag.
Yes, I was on the ad. Yeah. So I was an actress and a model.
Yeah. I don't think you realise exactly how hot your nan was once, mate. 207-foot old woman.
Jig.
Delicious.
Thank you very much, Banksy.
You're welcome,
I take
mate.
That as a compliment.
Yeah, you should too.
I like the ladies these days. Mm. I don't want to be objectified. Whoa, shush.
Did you used to use Blue Ribbon Sports for yes. all your sports gear, staying fit, keeping active?
Yes, keeping hot. Mm-hmm. Karen, I think the Blue Ribbon Sports is what we now call Target.
So Target is an option available to you as well.
Or something else.
Or Blue Ribbon ice cream.
I reckon
Whatever
something else.
Think it is.
I really hope that it's something that used to be a sports company and is now something else. But I'm not an expert in this area. As we know, a lot of my exercise was involved with rubbish and rice.
Well, what are some sports brands that then, I mean, you know, you've got Rebel.
Rebel.
Or maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe it's
only
Adidas.
I think of Reebok. I don't know what's happening to me.
It might be Reebok.
Blue Ribbon Reebok. Could be.
Maybe.
Could be. German.
Is there...
Oh, is Reebok
don't.
German?
Are
That's
you
never
German?
Occurred to
I'm not
me.
German, but
because
I
have something to say.
Maybe Puma?
No less than two wars.
I have been through the ringer. For you?
For me?
Yes, I
for the Germans.
And I won't speak about it anymore.
Nan, we don't tell anyone that.
Sorry, Karen.
That's one of the family secrets. We're all Nazis.
We're all Nazis.
He was really good at speeches. Like,
yes.
He was very good
For goodness
at it.
Sake.
I'm not saying they were good speeches, but he knew.
He was good at it.
He was confident, wasn't
like,
he?
Like, you've got to give him that. Oh. Yeah.
If you ignore the what, you focus on the how.
Yes. His legacy's fucked. Like, no one likes him, but if you've got to give him something, he was good at a speech.
He did ruin his legacy,
like
didn't he?
Really Shaggy did beautiful songs, you know, wonderful melodies delivered with confidence.
Shaggy.
Shaggy. Yeah. Yes, you wouldn't remember Shaggy, but Shaggy was very important to me when I was growing up, and he had wonderful songs, but the content wasn't great, but he just had the voice
the
of an angel, rhythm of the Caribbean.
Yeah. So people in the category, Hitler, Shaggy.
Shaggy.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like, we don't talk about Hitler being a pedophile enough. And it's like, yeah, because...
yeah.
Would you like to talk about it now?
Yeah. Don't talk about it
enough. Yeah, because it's like on the list of things he did. Yeah. It's surprisingly
it's
low for pedophilia.
Imagine that's your legacy. What a shitty... Like, fucking that. So for someone who was good at speeches, you really fucked it. Being that good at speeches, you could have done anything.
Oh, he could have done anything.
I think he really did what he wanted to do.
Maybe, yeah. Right.
But my what company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Let's go Nike, yeah.
Okay.
They seem sporty.
Right.
Yes.
I'll put Nike. Question number six. Including colours, what is the logo of MasterCard?
It's
a
red
finance question
and an orange circles.
Yes.
I've never had a Visa, only ever had a MasterCard. How do I, why? Is it because I've only ever been with Westpac, East Bank?
I think so. I've only ever had Visa and not MasterCard. Because I've only been with Defence Bank.
Yeah. I'm normal and change my bank according to my values and my needs.
But you use
and
checks.
And I've had both, but I mostly use checks.
Yes.
And I keep a lot of cash in a secure location. I don't trust the bank.
Someone posted me a check recently. I have no idea what to do with it.
Oh, I'll help you, love.
Thank you.
We'll talk to Emily.
Thank you so much. That'll
she
be very
always
helpful.
Helps me, yes.
You keep all your cash in a Blue Ribbon ice cream tub in the freezer, don't you?
That's her frozen asset.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll put red and orange Venn diagram.
Yep.
Question number seven. In Tantra meditation practices, one for you, Nan.
Yes.
There are seven chakras in the body. Can you name three of them?
Dick.
Yeah.
That's according to Sting, dick is definitely
chakra.
One of them.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of experience with the dick chakra?
Dick in my heart. To be honest with you, that's all I really want.
And the ultimate goal, the ultimate goal is to connect them. You want to get them connected. You want them to touch somehow.
Yes. When it comes to peace, all I want is peace in my heart and peace in my dick.
You just want the dick.
The dick. Your heart is fine. Your dick full of bees.
The heart chakra to sort of coexist like a MasterCard.
Teenage boys aren't trying to suck themselves off. They're trying to connect their heart chakra to their dick chakra.
Yes, that's what I always say. That's what I told your mother when you were caught in that sandpit that time. I said, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's actually a very spiritual boy.
In this story, as a child, I'm naked in a sandpit sucking myself off.
I didn't say you were naked. I just said
let's be honest.
That's the context of my nana's story.
Let's make this really fucking clear. Should anyone who not have dick try and suggest to me that they wouldn't suck themselves off if they have. Let it be known now as someone with a dick, Banksy.
Yeah. Mm.
I've tried. I have.
And
also
we can tell.
Peter, that's what sent you to drawing all the rats.
Exactly. I've tried it.
That's
but also,
the meaning behind all of your art. It's just frustration.
No, but see, the thing is, I tried to suck myself off. I couldn't make it happen. Not because I'm not big. I'm massive. It's because of me long torso. And then I went, oh, rats. And then, and then I had inspiration. So I was a bit miffed because I couldn't suck myself off.
But that's courage from adversity.
That's art.
That is art.
That's art, man.
Much like a wall.
I am hypermobile and I suspect I could do it if I had a dick. My bones dislocate all the time.
100%. I reckon people who don't
have
dicks.
Is one of them your back?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But what are three of the seven chakras in the human body?
Okay, we got heart.
You reckon?
Oh, we're done with talking about sucking each other off. All right, then.
I made a
call. We didn't say we were sucking each other off.
All right, myself. Yeah. I put it out there. I just wanted to see. Okay.
It's like the third eye.
Yeah.
Leg.
Surely like the soles of your feet or something, right?
Oh, yeah. They seem spiritual.
But they'll have a name, won't they? Everything's got a bloody name these days.
What's the head one?
Head.
Crown?
Crane.
Is it crown? I think it's crown. I think it's crown.
Is it?
I don't know why I'm touching crown. The head. Come on. Give me an idea.
You touch that and your dick, and it'll come
like
in.
It might be labelled, like you're like looking for the little engraving that says.
There's some braille on your head.
It might be. You don't know. You've not seen.
Could
enough.
Be.
I'll put heart, third eye.
That's what
and
warts
crown.
Are. They're braille of the body.
Question number 8. Change of pace here. What is a group of pandas known as?
It's a suicide pact of pandas. Because they refuse to keep living.
They do. A refusal of pandas.
You get them all together, they all just kill each other off.
Yeah.
They
similar
refuse
to you,
to
Nan.
Fuck.
Yes.
They only eat food that doesn't have any nutrients. Oh. They want to die.
Yeah. I think that they're insecure and that's why they don't fuck. It's fat shaming, really.
Like, oh, and insecurity
they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel comfortable in bed because they've been made to feel their whole lives like being big is a problem when it's not. And one day they'll accept that and they'll have really good sex for a really long time.
Oh, basically. Will they?
That's lovely. Yeah. You should give a speech to the pandas.
Yeah, but no, that's
are you good at speeches? Because that can go either way.
Yeah, no, I am, but I'm putting it to good use.
If someone's too good
and
at speeches.
And you like little girls, you said before.
Women. I want to make it really clear. Adult women. Properly over
small.
25.
Just like really adult women.
Feels little
quite
women.
Small women.
So over 25, but how old are you? Yeah. You're 100?
Exactly.
32.
Well, you guys.
Infiltrated Prague?
Oh, for fuck's sake, can't with anything. I finally come out into the public and say, here I am, this is me. Like that girl from that movie. I wrote that fucking song.
Well, sing it then.
Look out, here I come.
Is that Camp Rock?
Anyway, I finally come out in the open and everyone's just like, oh, you like under 25s. I don't.
But what is a group of pandas known as?
A snuggle?
A snuggle?
Yeah.
Why not?
There's always something fucked up like that.
Yes.
I'll put a snuggle. Question number 9. Dump, floater, and wipe.
Poop.
A term.
We spend a lot of time together.
We just finish each other's sentences and stuff.
A term's used in which team sport? So poop. Is an option available to you, I guess.
Whatever it is,
improv.
we got to cut it out.
Don't you reckon?
It's got to be something in water.
Water ball.
What was it called?
Water ball.
Water ball.
Could be water ball. Everyone loves sports here, don't they?
Yes.
I remember when I used to play volleyball at school.
Greg.
When you would hit the ball in just the right spot opposite the bit where you pump the air into, it would make the ball kind of float in an odd way through the air. It made it very difficult for people to guess where it was going, and it was called a floater.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
I don't know if that also applies in water sports such as water ball.
There's underwater hockey.
Underwater?
Oh, yeah, they've got hockey.
Like
no, maybe
scuba
it's hockey.
Hockey.
Maybe because I feel like the ball in hockey sometimes floats along the grass.
It's funny out what a dump
oh,
is
great,
in hockey.
Fool.
Oh, that's when the ball hits me in the head.
That's when I take a shit on the field.
I used to play hockey. When I was a kid, my parents forced me into team sports and I was real bad at it. And they were like, we hate you because you don't care about this. And it's like, well, it's not my fault I'm here. And so then I was the hockey goalie because it meant that I could stand by myself and just have my little thoughts
yeah.
in my helmet.
In all the gear.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
were forced to play netball in high oh. school. In this scenario, oh. I went to an all-girls private school, you see.
Same.
I was forced to play netball.
Maxie, you've got to
in
stop
Tarwin
telling
Lower.
These stories.
How many all-girls?
Good at speeches. Went
yeah.
to an all-girls private
grammar
school.
Was where I went. Tarwin Lower Girls Grammar School. And I was
Is this
always
when you got into girls?
Old women. I like them really old. No,
thank you.
You're welcome,
Betsy.
Man. I've loved you for years.
I know.
But I was always goalkeeper for that exact
yeah,
reason.
No
you
running.
Could go the least amount
when
of distance.
I played hockey. I played.
Well, you were in the Olympic team, weren't you?
I played for the Olympics.
7 foot.
In.
I was on the team that represented the Olympics.
Yeah. That's when we go interplanetary, when we play.
No, I was in that, and I was playing centre forward. Mm. And one day, a goalie, she was in all her full goalie gear, which, as you know, is quite protective, but also very cumbersome, very funny. Can't move very quickly.
Yeah.
And she was standing, she's fine by the way, she was standing in a car park and somebody very slowly backed over her and she just slowly sort of said, no, and they fully backed over and she was completely fine.
That's excellent. You know, goalie getter.
That's what they mean when they say human testing.
It yeah. was very funny.
But dump, floater and wipe are terms used in which team sport?
All right, we'll go with water polo.
Thank you.
Age over beauty.
Question 10, final question. What is the loudest animal on earth?
Yes.
What is the loudest?
Now, Megsy, how loud's
the
a rat?
Yes is an option available to you.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's the blue whale.
Oh, that's
oh,
interesting.
That's
I was
clever.
Thinking it would have to be a creature that squawked.
I think it's the sperm whale.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Dead
interesting.
Set. Like, I
oh, we're back to
do.
The dick chakra.
Yeah, back to
dick chakra.
And now that we're on the topic of sperm, let's talk about sucking my dick.
Okay. I'm open to it. I'm open. I'm just saying I'm here and I'm open to
again,
it.
Again, perfect way to wrap it up. Would you like to put sperm whale?
Yeah, big whale. One of the big whales.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Perfect.
Yeah, I reckon
we
nailed
it. Well?
I'm rich.
Yes!
Let's find out. Question number one.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What disease commonly spread on pirate ships? You said scurvy, and it's scurvy.
Yes!
It was indeed William Shakespeare who invented the word vomit.
Yes, Banksy, yes!
The sea creature that has three hearts is the octopus.
Yes!
Behind Chinese, Spanish has the most native speakers in the world.
Hell
yes! You fucking legend.
Oh my goodness.
I'm actually so happy.
Yes, I'm happy too, Banksy, because we do the pub quiz, don't we, on a Thursday, and it never goes this
We're
way.
Always fourth, so we don't get shit.
No, we always come fourth. Yeah.
Originally it was known as Blue Ribbon Sports, but these days it's Nike.
Oh!
Is that what we set?
On five out of five so far.
Shit!
Are we geniuses?
Yeah.
Yes.
The logo of the MasterCard is a red and orange Venn diagram.
Yes. Oh, my God.
In Tantra meditation practices, three of the seven chakras are indeed heart, third eye and crown.
Yes!
Seven. What the fuck is going on?
I feel a bit funny in my bloomers. I'm not sure I know how to take
this. Cracking moisty.
My goodness.
A group of pandas is known as a... embarrassment of
that
pandas.
Checks out. I understand why they would call it that.
Not a snuggle.
That is very funny.
So no point for that one, unfortunately. A dump, floater and wipe are all terms used in volleyball.
No.
Bugger it. When Corin literally said, hey, when I used to play volleyball,
it was Marty's fault.
Dumps, floaters and fucking
no,
wipes.
That was Nan's
and we're like,
fault.
Oh, shut up, Corin. Oh, I suck my dick. Like, what the fuck is wrong with us?
And the loudest animal on earth is the sperm whale.
Yes!
Done it.
Giving you 8 out of 10.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Oh my God.
I feel high. I'm buzzing.
I'm gonna cry.
Banksy, you contributed so much to that.
That was a fucking ridiculous amount. What the fuck just happened? Oh my God.
It's true. He's a genius.
Yeah.
Oh,
you are crying.
I really like to win.
Yes. I've been to trivia with you. You do like to win.
I go into it so nervous. I never do well.
You've done so well there.
I did do good. I'm retiring. I'm going to join Quizmasters that they hire people to do trivia hosting.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Oh, great. That.
Have you been down to them before?
To trivias?
Yeah.
I used to play trivia with your nan down Tarwin Lower Park.
Yes. Oh, yeah? Who else was in the team?
It was just me and your nan.
Just you and my nan.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been dating your nan for years. Your nan and I have been in a relationship now for 46 years.
Yes, wow. We're very contemporary. Poly. We're poly.
It's
We've
poly.
Got multiple
we're poly.
Partners.
And yeah. We believe in love all
Well,
everyone.
I just think, why can't everybody be my boyfriend or my girlfriend?
Absolutely.
Or my
is this who you... Because you always go see comedy, Nan. Is this who... Do you take Banksy to the comedy
I
show?
I do, yes. I sometimes take...
Always
Take
head
Banksy down
festivals
and
things.
You get him a jumper so that he covers up his I Am Banksy shirt.
Yes, because that leads to trouble, doesn't it?
Who did you see last year at the comedy? Anyone you saw last year at the comedy festival that you liked? Banksy?
I did see a couple of shows last year at the comedy festival.
We went on a date to this girl.
Yeah.
And she was a blonde girl.
Yeah, I liked them blonde.
She was beautiful. No, because yes, and you said I'm going to ask
And over 25.
Banksy, go for it. Yeah. How did your date with Mish Wittrup go?
Really good. She's great and
She's
very
so funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
And a four.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of newish to the scene. This is, I think she's doing her second show for Comedy Fest. This is
I
great.
I don't know if I'd
this
call
is
her
a great
new
segue.
Because she does all that thing with the Auntie Donna's
You've
and all
probably
of that.
Seen her do an Auntie. She's the Bunnings girl.
She's the Bunnings
She's that
girl.
Bunnings lady.
And that's when you fell in love with her, really.
When I saw that,
no,
I was like,
that.
I think that's amazing. And no matter what else she does in her career, I'm going to stop her on the street and say, are you the Bunnings lady?
She also has a podcast, I think.
She got a show on Comedy Festival called Butterfingers. Starting on the 10th of April, running for 2 weeks, going to be sick. But she does have a podcast. She does it with Zach Ruane from Auntie Donna as well, called Leguizamarama, and they watch a bunch of stuff that the actor
I've been on that with her.
You have been on it. That's right. Yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah.
So it's a really fun little podcast. Everyone should check it out, Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
Yes, and I'd be buying tickets to the Comedy Festival show. We should get those, shouldn't we,
Well,
Banksy?
No, I want to take you to another show, Nan, actually.
Oh.
You've got to tell me when you're free because we've got a book now because she sells out like crazy.
Oh.
Sometimes she's blonde, which is nice, and sometimes she's a brunette. And to be perfectly honest with you, she's hot either way.
It's confusing, isn't it, in terms of marketing when she changes her hair
hey,
so
Nan,
often.
What do you think when I say, can sing, can act, can dance, can make you laugh.
Rhonda Birchmore.
That's right. I want to take you to see Rhonda Birchmore. But luckily for us, Rhonda Birchmore also doesn't clash with this other comedian named Michelle Brazier, so we can go to both.
We'll
go to both.
Rhonda Birchmore alive?
Yes. I saw her at a kid's high school production once when I was there. Now,
what were you doing at the
My friend's little sister was in it. I want to make that really clear. But
well, no, thank you for being here, Banksy and Nan.
Thank you so much.
I think we'll get you back. And Grace Jarvis, congratulations, 8 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's incredible.
I love
effort.
Questions.
Yeah, it turns out you do
I'm doubling
questions.
Down on that.
You really got to change your tune there. Are you doing a comedy show with
I'm doing a comedy
Melbourne
festival,
comedy festival
show. It's called This Is the Last Goldfish That I'm Going to Eat for You.
What's it about?
It's about all the stuff I did as a kid to try and make friends because I didn't realize I had autism.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is impressive, right? And everyone was like, no, we are making fun of you. I was like, ah, interesting. But I'm doing that for the full run at Trades Hall, and they put me in a room that is too big for where I am in life. So please, even if...
Well, you can help fix that by going to comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah, please. And I'm at the New Zealand Comedy Festival as well, and I'm going to be in Edinburgh and help... Help!
Do you have a website? Is it gracejarvis.com.au?
It's not. I have a Twitter.
Oh, you have a Twitter. Great.
I'm at Grace Jarvis. Oh, no.
Genuinely, it's my favourite Twitter ever. It's so funny.
Thank you, Banksy.
Oh, Banksy, do you follow Grace?
Of course, yeah. My entire Twitter is just me retweeting Grace's tweets. I don't ever tweet.
So you can either follow Grace or Banksy.
Yeah,
and you can catch Grace's tweets there. Thank you, everyone, so much. That's Wax Quizzle this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
I'm proud of you, Kyron.
Thanks. That's a perfect way to end. If we could just get that clip and put that on every episode, that'd be great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.